de Enganga, en Yodo. Añunga, Ñunga.
Hey, convict.
Hey, Tim. Exclamation mark. Or maybe it should be question mark.
What, Tim question mark?
Yeah.
Or hey, convict question mark?
Hey, Tim question mark.
It's always hey, Tim question mark.
Uh-huh.
You guys are DJing Saturday at PS1?
Uh-huh.
Is that right?
Pretty excited about that one. Thank you, Jason Spun, for hooking that up. He's done a pretty good job with it.
It's, you know, decent.
Come on.
No.
Were you there for his birthday?
No, I wasn't.
He had everyone going for that one.
He's done an amazing job, and I hope they, you know, he keeps doing it, because I know,
right.
You know. I hope they just keep giving him the budget to keep doing it he's done such a good job with it over the years. It's one of the best parties in New York, you know? So I hope they realize that. That's my thing, you know? I hope they realize that. They being...
Well, no one else could do it. Yeah, they being the establishment.
Yeah, exactly. But second to last PS1 for this summer, which you guys are doing, that'll be very fun. I'm sure. And then Sunday with Brennan, that'll be I don't know about that one. That's going to be, I mean, this Brennan Green guy, he's just like, he's everywhere on this show.
I mean, know what's going to happen. He's going to put on a CD, then we'll put on a couple of records, and then the crowd will get going, and then he'll play for the rest of the night.
Exactly. That's all he wants to do. And then he'll just go crash on your sofa, and he'll stay there for like 2 weeks,
mm-hmm.
and... You know, you want him to leave, but he'll just stay there because that's what he does.
Yeah. If you got IM and a computer and a sofa, forget about it. It's all over.
And some other things for him to
some Brennan Verdi
herbal remedies.
Yeah.
I'm crying here.
It's good music, isn't it? Well, this is, we should mention, this is Anton's record.
Anton, love Anton.
The mysterious Anton. The best Filipino DJ in the world, which is saying a lot, because those Filipinos.
That's true. They're the best scratch DJs ever.
Best scratch DJs, yeah. In Australia, we've got it. Queer and Dexter.
You're right, I've had them on the show.
Have you?
Yeah.
How was that?
A long, long time ago. Well, the first time they came on... there was all these technical difficulties, and I didn't get to record
them.
That's
your show, isn't it?
Well, yeah, that is my show.
Didn't we have some tonight?
Yeah, but this is a new studio.
How many?
So.
I thought it was called technical.
Yeah, Tim presents technical difficulties.
That's
in
a good
space.
Name for the show, actually. Yeah.
Open the box doors, pal. The bay doors up.
But the second, it was actually when I was on the 11th floor of 721, which we had a really nice space. The second time they came on, I recorded them. It was four turntables. It was only Dexter and the...
James or Queer, his brother? Or
no.
James Dela Cruz?
Yeah.
From Avalanches?
Yeah.
Why'd they need four turntables?
I don't know that. Yeah, I don't know they needed four turntables. Well. But we didn't have four turntables, so they had to bring it. But then we had a live studio like this. See, now I can have bands on the show now because we have a live room.
Who's your first band going to be?
I don't know, but I am sorting that out because I'm going to have...
Can you give us a taste of, like, the teaser of who it could be?
Well, I mean, it's going to be...
What's your shortlist?
I don't know. I mean, it's going to be... It's going to be some friends, you know, because that'll be easier because obviously there's going to be a lot of technical difficulties when I have...
Charles and Eddie?
Charles and Eddie?
Yeah.
Who are Charles and Eddie?
You didn't have him here, Charles and Eddie?
Who's Charles and Eddie?
What was it? Would I Lie to You? Charles and Eddie? Maybe it was big in England and Australia and missed...
No,
the U.S.
Yeah, I don't know.
The U.S. and A's.
No.
All right, friends, that's good.
Yeah, it'll be some friends, you know, have them in... Probably start simple with a one, two-person band.
In case there's any technical difficulties.
Technical difficulties, for sure there will be, but that's the way it goes here, you know?
Yeah.
So we should mention, too, because you just told me, the Hey Convict, well, but it's not going to be called that. The Mix CD.
With Andre?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, am I okay for...
Name it.
Okay.
Should we name it now?
Let's name it right now.
What are you thinking?
Name it and shame it.
Oh, it's going to be shameful anyway.
I liked your
SSS. But then that could go wrong, because it'd be like SS for if it was like in the record section and they had to abbreviate it on the side of the CD. It'd just be SS, which wouldn't be good.
Well, so we should just mention what this is. Hey Convict and Andre Bum Rocks together doing a mixed CD for Revenge.
Yeah, it's like
part of the Revenge mixed CD series. And is he going to put out a... I know the idea was putting out 12 inches now.
Yeah, we're doing an edit as well.
An edit 12 inch with
it. It's more of a mashup. It's more of your old Nervous edit style.
Okay, awesome. Well, and we're saying towards the end of the year that'll come out.
Well, we finally finished it, so...
Yeah.
We have to give it to Matt. That might take a little while.
Oh, you haven't given it to Matt yet. Okay. So we have that. So first, Twitch will have, or Optimo will have their mix CD.
Yeah.
Then you guys. Okay.
Yeah.
That's going to be exciting.
Fun project.
Yeah. So is that your first mix CD since...
Noodle?
Yeah.
Well, we did Noodle, and then we did that Drunken Chicken for record store in Japan.
Okay. Which I think we mentioned...
Right.
Before,
Moonwalk Records. And then we finished Times of Noodle two years ago when I left Australia. But we had, you know, some problems with some of the tracks over the month it took me to move over here. We're like, oh, maybe we should change this. And then now we've changed the whole thing. It's a rewrite.
Oh, it's a rewrite.
Yeah.
So
because everything's been posted on the blogs now.
Oh.
All the kids put them up, downloaded them.
That's how it goes.
Yeah.
Yeah. You got to be quick nowadays,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, really quick.
So what else do we have going for tonight?
I thought you were going to ask about...
What am I going to ask about? Tell me.
Well, because I got on the topic of Anton's record.
Yeah.
Which is on Phil's label, on Golf Channel.
Yes.
Good label, that one, showing some good signs.
Golf Channel,
support.
Yeah.
And we've got the 12-inch coming out on Golf Channel.
You have a 12-inch? I didn't know that. Well, tell me about
ask
it.
Ask the questions, mate.
Okay, what is this 12-inch coming out?
So, we played that mix on your show 2 years ago or a year ago, whenever it was.
Oh, okay, I know what you're talking about now.
Right.
Okay, go ahead and say it, yeah.
Dominic von Sanger.
Yeah?
Dude from Germany, listened to it. He heard one of his tracks played on
he
the show.
He listened to the radio show and heard his track.
He got a big following in all those krautrock dudes. They Google their names and get on and it's like, whoa.
I'm honored.
So, anyhow, he listened to it and he emailed me and or he emailed us, and I think I was drunk in my response and got a bit cocky and said, have you got the parts? And, you know, will you let us do a remix? And he's a really nice guy, really enthusiastic, still making music, still, you know, really involved. And it turned out that the studio had lost his parts, so he got the band back together, as Jake would do. And he went to town and did another version for us, and then sent us the parts.
So you have all those now?
So we have all the parts. So we've been working on that, and it's pretty much almost done.
So one side is the the new one.
Yep. And then it's our remix
on the other side.
Yeah. And then Justin is doing a remix as well.
Justin.
Chickity chick.
Timberlake.
Okay.
Timberlake.
Yeah.
We got Justin with.
Okay. Van de Baron Darren.
Yeah.
Van de Baron.
I don't know how to say that last name.
I shouldn't be.
That is terrible.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I've been living in America for too long. If you'd asked me the question in Australia, I'd know exactly how to pronounce it, but. Living in America, you get lazy because, you know, it doesn't really matter what happens outside of America. Right, Tim?
What are you talking about? I love
it. Tell the listeners how it is.
I don't know what you're talking about.
So, anyhow, that'll be done soon.
Okay.
And Phil's promised me a picture sleeve.
A picture sleeve?
Yeah.
Ah, sweet.
How's that?
Are you going to design it?
That's a good question.
Okay. okay, well, we should. It's midnight now.
Okay.
I think it's time to really get into it now.
Yeah.
Are you guys ready?
Can we play some of your records?
Jeez, that was a great cue. I'm just about to play a really slow song.
You better put it on because it's dead air.
Okay, everyone.
It's a live remix.
All right. So how much more do you guys have then?
Why don't we play two more just to bring it right down, so you can just get
all right,
into
and
it.
Then I'll get into it for our 12 midnight madness.
Midnight madness. Yeah.
Okay, cool. Well, thank you guys so much.
Thanks for having us on.
Yeah,
thank you.
It's awesome.
So, really nice to be in the new space. Is that only the first guest from New
You
space?
Are the very I mean, this is only the second day in this actual studio.
If only people could see the decor. All the stuffed animals. And I don't know why you put necklaces
smoking jackets.
On. What's with the guy at the door? The guy wearing an ape suit at the door. I didn't think it was impressive at all.
I thought that was
just
weird.
No, I'm very happy about this new studio. It's going to be a lot of fun. Obviously, like I said, the live band aspect is going to be...
Can you have a live studio audience for that?
That is exactly... We have to have a live studio audience for that because it's going to be... Well, this is a freshman dormitory basement, so...
Yeah, but they carry water instead of beer, so they're not very fresh. Maybe they're too fresh. They're a bit like fresh in the Alps fresh.
come on. They'll... You know.
The only people around here with beer was us. And it's a freshman dormitory. What's going on?
No, you did
the
not...
The youth of today are being robbed of their rights.
Listen. Okay. You've gone too far now. You've gone too far.
You're going to get kicked off the air.
Yeah. We've too much information here.
Right.
Okay. So they're going to play a couple more, then I'm going to get on the mic. I mean, I'm going to get on the turntables.
You've been on the mic,
man.
Mate.
Okay.
Been on the mic and been on the juice.
Yeah, I really need to get off the mic. So I'm going to get on and play for the last part of the show. So we're going till 1 a.m. This is Beats in Space, WNYU 89.1 FM, New York, here with Hey Convict, straight from Australia. And
Chinatown,
Australia. And check the website, www.beatsinspace.net. We don't have telephones or internet access right now, so you can't. That's an issue, but... we'll hopefully have it fixed in the next couple of weeks. All right. Beats in Space here with Hey Convict. Thank you guys so much again.
Thanks, mate.
Don't forget to go see them this Saturday, PS1 Sunday, over at...
Brennan's house,
APT. And I'll be playing tomorrow night with Juan McLean over at Santos Party House. So please come out to that Wednesday night, 10 p.m., Santos Party House, 100 Lafayette Street. All right, here we go.
Space machine, you know too. They make contact with you. Thank you. it all to me, girl, you better tell nobody so. If you give it all to me, girl, you better let nobody know.
You're gonna love. invader. Human invader. Space invader. Are you hiding away in Mansfield? Are you hiding from your sister? There's a baby boy and a baby girl. CCTV stolen their souls.
Invader.
Invader. You are space invader.
Alright, that's it from us here at Beats in Space. WNYU 89.1 FM New York. Thank you all for listening. Thank you to Hey Convict. Don't forget to go check them out this Saturday over at PS1. And come out tomorrow night to Santa's Party House. Juan McLean and myself. Juan's going to be doing a special live Acid House performance as well for, you know, 15 minutes or so. So that'll be fun. Anyways, tune in next Tuesday, 10:30 p.m. to 1 a.m. for our second show in this brand new studio. Hopefully we'll be able to get things started a little quicker than tonight. I'm sorry, guys, for wasting your time in the beginning. We love you, Brendan Green. All right, that's it for tonight. Thank you all for listening. See you next Tuesday.